We once discussed Picasso. I once discussed Picasso with one of them. She said she didn't have a clue what he was about. And I thought, well, I didn't have a clue what he was about either. But the fact that she didn't, I disliked her. It was, oh, awful, awful. Yes. Anyway, halfway through secondary school, I started, they thought I was good enough. I ought to go to art school. So I'd cycle from Fetcham to Epsom Art School and did composition drawings, which meant they'd give you a subject and you'd make up a picture on that subject.
Would you be doing that in the evenings or weekends or?
No, that was Saturday mornings. Sorry, yeah, Saturday mornings. That would be 10 till 12 or 1 or something.
Well, that sounds very committed.
Yes, it was. Yeah. I remember once cycling just over there with a temperature because I was scared if I didn't go, they'd stop me going. That would be terrible. And after a while, they thought I and a friend of mine were good enough to go up and do life class. And that terrified me because I thought we'd all have to take it turns taking our clothes off. But it so happened that it wasn't like that.
Did you feel that those teachers were able to teach you?
Well, I could do it a lot better now than they did then. One of them became very famous. He once asked me, "Why does all your shading look like driving rain?" And I knew the answer was that it looks like driving rain because I'm copying the way that Michelangelo used to shade, but I never said.
Why not?
It didn't occur to me at the time, I think, to say that. But also, if somebody's that sort of belligerent about it, I wouldn't have given them the time of day, really, but I'd certainly heard.
Were you scared of seeming pretentious?
No. No. I didn't see, when it got to going to art school, me and Michael, who went with me, I didn't see why they liked his stuff more than mine. But it seemed to be a given that I was better than he was, and therefore I was the one to promote.